Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I love this song. Very 80s.
Very. I like the little fireworks.
Sing it, bitch. You don't need that heart of stone, no. All right. Today, we close in. It was a year ago today. I was sitting in a hotel in Los Angeles watching the Super Bowl, wondering, how am I going to sleep tonight? Because tomorrow was my first show on the sound. The anniversary, the first anniversary. A lot of details on our sold-out first anniversary show at the Saban on the 26th of February. Yeah. So you voted. Today, we give you number 4 and number 3 moments of the past year on this program. Plus, the Richard Marx song, Right Here Waiting.
Yeah.
It just missed the top 10 at number 11.
Oh, that's got to kill you.
Yeah, it just missed. So I'm just going to play it.
Yay!
I'm just going to play it. Because he, not only is it a great song, I walked up to him as soon as he had arrived and he was about to come on. I said, do you have anything you want me to promote? And he said, no, I'm here because you asked for me. Which I thought, okay, wow.
Which was a diss and a compliment all in one.
Yeah, and then he smoked the song. Oh. He just,
I got teary-eyed.
Yeah, he gave it the relevance that it requires.
Yeah.
And he's so funny.
Yeah.
He's really, really thin. And I said, how do you keep your weight down? And he looked at me and he said, meth. So, number 4 and number 3 today. Then, of course, tomorrow, not only is it our anniversary, the first, the actual day, the 2nd of February, we not only give you number 2 and number 1, Danny and Mikey are going back through the very first show, and they're going to pull certain things that we did. So that's tomorrow. Today, we're going to play a rousing round of Jackass. Now, you know my game, Fact or Crap.
Yeah.
I had gone, because I've been working with another radio buddy, I was going to help him get that game, Fact or Crap. And it had one below it, Amazon helps you buy stuff, and it said Jackass, and I read about it. It's fun.
Oh, so, Smartass.
Smartass. Yes, thank you. Smartass. So we're going to play a round of that. We're going to give away some balcony tickets for that one. And then I'll explain, we're going to give away some orchestra tickets this week, but I'll explain what you got to do to get them. Katie is coming in to do sports today.
And Katie, so relieved.
Katie doesn't know crap about it.
She knows less than me.
Oh, yeah. She knows. Like, whenever we're screaming and yelling Panthers, Katie just goes, sports! Yay, sports!
I can't wait for her to say coochly.
Plus, Christian Hand's going to come in. All right. So, after business, I'll give you the box office. But also this weekend, I did something that I've never done.
Ooh.
Variety is the spice of life. I'll explain. Stay where you are. Business and back. This is Mark in the Morning. Kung Fu Panda 3 was the number one movie at the box office with $41 million in its debut weekend. That is the third best January opening of all time. Behind Ride Along, 41.5, and American Sniper at 89.3. The weekend's other new releases didn't fare as well. Disney's The Finest Hours debuted in fourth with 10.3. The Marlon Wayans spoof 50 Shades of Black crash-landed in ninth with 6.2 million. And the Natalie Portman Western Jane Got a Gun opened in 17th.
Never heard of it.
Right, with only $803,000.
We're going across the country talking to real moms about the Walmart low price guarantee. That's your receipt from another store. Let's put it to the test.
Now, you can define a person in many ways. One of the ways is you can ask the question, Walmart or Target?
Mm.
I am a Target guy.
Yeah.
Gina.
Target.
Mikey.
Target.
Jackie.
Target, but my wallet says Walmart.
Well, I don't even know where a Walmart is in L.A.
Yeah.
I don't think they're really... You guys don't live near them, that's why.
I had never been to a Walmart, but we went this weekend.
Oh, God.
Now, the reason we went is because Linda is not... she hangs on to certain things forever, and then she'll get rid of other things that you would think she'd keep. We have had the same cookware for as long as I can remember. They used to be red, and now they're like pink.
Ew.
Yeah. So there is a woman. She has a show on the Cooking Channel, the Pioneer Woman. This woman, they live on a ranch. All she does is stand in the kitchen, smiling while cooking for her husband and boys. And she has a line of cookware, and Linda wants it. Only place to get it is Walmart. So we went. I liked it. It's not Target, but there is a Pizza Hut, a Taco Bell, and a Starbucks in there.
Makes all the difference.
It's a football field of a store. And everybody always asks, you know, if you go to Costco or whatever, what'd you get? So we got the Pioneer Woman cookware. We got it. And I bought a bag of rubber bands.
And what else?
That's it.
What?
That's all I got.
You were at the store's three city blocks, and you got cookware and a bag of rubber bands.
That's all I needed.
Wow.
I got my smart ass game, and I have to, you know, organize the cards. So I got rubber bands to put around them. So I got a bag of rubber bands.
Wow. Good story.
Yeah.
You know there's been a website around forever called People of Walmart. Did you see any particularly interesting people there?
No. I've seen those very pictures. You're wondering, how could you go out in public dressed like that? Yeah. I didn't see any of that.
Okay. Well, that's a good
sign. I was too busy looking for bags of rubber bands.
Walmart's not bad if you go in a nice area, but if you go... were the ones I've been to. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. No, this one was big and clean and nice and organized.
That's great.
I would go back again, but like I say, I've always said, if Target doesn't sell it, I don't need it.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
Mark, I usually agree with most things you say. But there are two things you are so wrong about. The first one is Mad Max. It is the worst movie I have seen this year.
What?
If you want to see people strapped to the front of a car and drive in the desert, then you should come up to Hesperia any weekend, and that's what you'll find.
Oh, my God.
The second is American Idol. It is so much better than it used to be. The judges make the show truly worth watching. Harry and Keith really feed off each other. And the backstory they show about the contestants are really heart-touching. It will have a guy like you weeping. Try it one more time. First of all, pee daddy. Mad Max? Dude, look, I loved it. I've seen it twice. I'm going to see it three times. And it was nominated for 11 Academy Awards. So you're an ass. You don't know what you're saying. And stop calling me.
He would rather you watch the newest and last season of American Idol than your favorite movie. That's saying a lot.
Just not going to happen.
No.
All right. So today, beginning at 8 o'clock, we are going to pay you to listen to this radio station. And I'm not kidding. In 5 minutes? Yeah. Right. No, I don't think it is. We're breaking all the laws. Mm. In 5 minutes, I'll give you all the details you need. This is Mark in the Morning. Now, we love you so much. See, it's not just that you get to listen to the best classic rock station in the country. We're now going to pay you for it. If you text the word payroll to 21003, you'll fill out the form. If we say your name at the top of the hour, by the way, we're doing this from 8 to 5 every day. If we say your name, you have 10 minutes to call us. As soon as you do, you're on the payroll. $100 an hour. And then the next hour, we call somebody else's name. If they don't call within 10 minutes, you're still on the payroll for another $100. You get great classic rock, you get us, and cash. That begins at 8 this morning.
Don't the powers that be frown on us paying people to listen to the station?
I would assume they do,
but
they can kiss my ass. We're going to give out cash for you listening, and that's all there is to it.
Oh, and by the way, if you want to hear it explained by you and I, but in puppet form, just go on over to Facebook, the Mark in the Morning page, and Danny, now we know what he does in his free time, and I will leave it at that.
I saw it. It's crazy. All right. On the other side of the police, I'm going to talk about what everybody's talking about, and that is Cam Newton's pants. Yesterday, when he was about to fly out to San Francisco, he wore, well, we'll talk about it, because they're nuts, and I can't wait to share it with you. Police! So, before we talk about his pants, here's Cam Newton has had to put up with people's negative attitude towards his celebrating when he scores a touchdown. He talks about that.
But, you know, I'm a firm believer. If you don't like me to do it, then don't let me in. I just like doing it, man. You know, it's not, you know, to be boastful. And from the crowd's response, they like seeing it. Tell me what to do. Dab on them folks. So I try. Dab on them folks. In that tone, too. Dab on them folks. He only like 16, but he got an Adam's apple out this world.
I could not love it more. When he does that crap, we go nuts.
Yeah, it's sour grapes for the other team. That's all it is.
When our captain tells us to do something, we do it. I told you, we took a timeout. We're on the 1 yard line, and it was fourth down, and we're going to go for it. And we took a timeout, and Cam comes walking off the field to talk to the head coach, and he just does his hands like this to the stadium, like cheer. We went freaking nuts.
Okay. Now, Mark, can you dab on them, folks? I'd like to see that a lot. Oh, wow.
Check me out.
Oh, my God. He knows.
Wow. That was, that was something special.
That was amazing.
I will be honest. I was dabbing down at the pier the other night. We're having wine. And I was doing it wrong. And Linda had to show me how. Because I was just doing this. You got to have the hand out and
right.
This hand back here.
Look at you.
How do you even know? I mean, I barely found out last Friday what it was because my brother did it to me.
I'm a Carolina Panther fan. How do I even know? I watch him do it 15 times a game. Okay. So yesterday, the Panthers are going to fly from Charlotte into San Francisco where the Super Bowl is. Cam comes walking up. He is wearing, it looked like yoga pants that were white and yellow, and there's some black in it. Mm. Now, I don't know exactly what they are. They're $900, whatever
that,
they are.
That you know.
He bought them off rack. The moment that those pants went viral, they sold out online. You cannot get them. They're gone.
You know they're also like leopard print. They're like safari animal print. There's like a little zebra, a little cheetah.
Do you know what kind of pants they are? Did they say the name?
Ugly.
Okay. Well, he wore them. It's just hysterical. Nobody can wear pants like that except a rock star
Versace.
And Cam Newton.
They're Versace. Of course they're Versace.
Versace yellow,
that
Barocco, zebra
so
pants.
More
zebra
print pants. Oh, yes. And, you know, I will never hate on him. First of all, he's unbelievably gorgeous. But there's this viral video going around. I'm sure you've seen it, Mark, because you've seen everything that involves him, of him just passing by hundreds of people who are all asking for his shoes, going right up to this guy in a wheelchair, taking his shoes off, signing them, putting them around his neck, signing anything the guy wanted, talking to him for 5 minutes. The guy is a rock star.
Cam spends maybe 10 minutes before a game talking to kids that have cancer, that are wheelchair ridden. He goes over, he takes pictures, he signs. You have to respond. Anyway, so here in Carolina, obviously, if you speak Spanish and you're a Panther fan, you have to go to the Spanish way. I wish I understood Spanish. Listen to this. This is the touchdown that Cam scored when he flipped into the end zone.
Right.
Listen to this.
Ahí está, se va a meter, se va a meter, se va a meter. Volaste como Superman, mi querido dinosaurio. Vuela, que vuela, vuela, que vuela. Touchdown. Touchdown! Bailale! 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 Mi querido dinosauro! Las Panteras le ponen 6 puntos más al marcador!
And that is hot!
Wow.
I love the color commentator guy did the sports. Da-da-da, da-da-da.
Superman!
Touchdown!
What is Cave... Jackie, what's Cave Vuelo?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Listen, a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man. I want you to rest well, and a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
It's too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
collect you.
So, over the weekend, SAG Awards, it went about the way you'd think it would go, with one caveat. Best male actor in a leading role, Leonardo DiCaprio, mm-hmm. The Revenant. Best female actor in a leading role, Brie Larson, Room.
Couldn't agree more.
Best male actor in a supporting role, Sylvester has won every single one of them. In this case, Idris Elba.
Yeah!
Beasts of No Nation. Yes. Sylvester wasn't even nominated.
Oh, wow.
Which is bizarre.
Well, that's more interesting because this is a jury of your peers, so they don't think that Sly deserves anything.
Best female actor in a supporting role, Alicia Vikander, The Danish Girl. We're hearing a lot of that.
Yeah.
And the SAG Award for Best Picture, they call it Best Cast in a Motion Picture. Here's Michael Keaton.
For me personally, and I'm only speaking for me, this is really for the disenfranchised everywhere. This is for every Flint, Michigan in the world. This is for the powerless. This is for the powerful who take advantage of the powerless. And you can hang me for that. I don't really care. That's why I'm proud to be part of this. And thank you very much. It comes down to two things. There's fair and there's unfair. And I'm always going to vote for the fair. I'm always going to pull for the good guys. Thanks for this.
And best stunt ensemble in a motion picture, Mad Max.
There you go, bitch.
Stupid ass writing me that letter. Kiss my butt right here. I mean, just come up in here.
No, hey, Mark, don't punish us.
Get in there.
Sit down. God, he's literally one more time I'm going to reach through that glass.
I'm blinded by that now.
On the other side of business, Elton John's got him a new album coming out, and he shared a snippet of one of the tunes. We'll come back, and I'll share that with you, boys and girls. This is Mark in the Morning. So Elton John has released another song off of his new album, Wonderful Crazy Night. It's going to be released this Friday. This song that I'm going to share a snippet of for you is In the Name of You. Bad quality. It sounds like somebody recorded it on their iPhone through a speaker, but here we go. Hurry up. I could not jock this intro. Good God.
Got a penny in my pocket and a dollar in my hand. Better drop it in your tin cup if you were a one-man band.
So I was prepping the show this morning. My phone dinged, which means Luke Perry must have gotten up at 2 in the morning. This is what he said. I got $100 that says Peyton Manning will have you in tears this time next week.
Oh.
You in? Oh. And I simply texted back, yep. Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina Grad.
Well, so far I like that song better than Red, White, and You, the new Steven Tyler song. All right, it's Iowa caucusing day, and both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders think their only way to get the nomination is by Iowa voter turnout. So come out for those guys, everybody. A live production of Grease went off without a hitch last night, even though wind and rain threatened all the outdoor scenes. But they gave the cast umbrellas, and the show went on. And here's what's trending in sports. Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah.
I hate you with the fire of a thousand suns. The Clippers beat the crap out of the Bulls last night at Staples Center. I'm just trying to shout it down. 120-93. I'm Gina Grant, and that's what's trending online. Trending brought to you by visitslocounty.com. Plan your I hate you. Plan your Central Coast trip today. Coming up, we'll reveal the happiest states in America. This is not one of them at this moment. But first, CCR. This is Mark in the Morning. Turn it off.
We're going to Jesse Jackson.
That's right. Sorry. My bad. Here we go.
Now, a lot of folks are up in arms about the lack of African-American Oscar nominees this year. On the phone to discuss the controversy is civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson. Thank you for calling in, Jesse.
Thank you, Mark. This is such a thrill. I'm so excited. I can't sit still. I really, really love your show. It is so great. This much I know.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, Jesse. So you're pretty upset about the lack of diversity at this year's Academy?
Yes, Mark, yes. I am quite perturbed. This really, really gets on my last nerve. So many people of color were robbed, especially Ice Cube. He did a great job.
Well, I think you mean Ice Cube's son. He was actually the actor who portrayed Ice Cube in Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta what now? No, I was talking about the stellar instant classic Ride Along 2. Now, I don't want to live in a society that does not shower Ice Cube and Kevin Hart with the accolades they deserve for what I believe is one of the greatest cinematic achievements in the history of film.
Well, I didn't see it, so I don't know.
And therein lies the issue, Mark. You, as a white man, couldn't even be bothered to support the artistic achievement that is Ride Along 2. Perhaps you cannot appreciate the nuances of such a film, Mark. Mm-hmm. Did you know that in this installment of the Ride Along saga, they went to Miami?
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine all of the things you loved about the original Ride Along, starring Ice Cube and Kevin Hart, but in a different setting?
Mm.
To not reward such risk-taking on the part of the filmmakers is quite a travesty.
Well, I'm sure it's a great film, but Oscar-worthy?
You bite your tongue, Mark Thompson. That pivotal scene in the second act, when they were deep in the midst of the ride-along,
mm-hmm.
I was fighting the tears with every fiber of my being. And I don't get me started on the ending now. I won't spoil it for you, because I'm sure after hearing this, you can't wait to immerse yourself in the magic that is Ride Along 2. But let's just say the same satisfaction you got at the end of the first Ride Along is alive and well in the sequel. Yet the mantles of Ice Cube and Kevin Hart shall remain empty and devoid of Oscars for their performances in this beautiful heavenly orgy for the eyeballs.
Well, I'm really sorry that you're so disappointed, Jesse.
Thank you for your concern, but don't weep for me. Don't weep for the cast and crew of Ride Along 2, for the real losers will be the people who did not witness the glorious beauty of Ride Along 2. I cry for them. Just like I cried when Ride Along 2 was over and I was no longer watching Ride Along 2.
Mr. Jackson, thank you for calling in.
Dear Academy, you are oh so wrong to not nominate the sequel to Ride Along.
Okay, The Happy Estates in America. This is based on five key well-being elements. Sense of purpose, social relationships, financial security, community, and physical health. Your top 10. Number 10, California. 9, Arizona. Utah. Minnesota. South Dakota. Top 5, Wyoming. Colorado. Montana. Number 2, Alaska.
Wow.
Number 1,
North
Hawaii.
Carolina. Oh, Hawaii.
A lot of flyover states in there.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to give away a pair of orchestra tickets this coming Friday. And here's how we're going to do it. It's called Snore Wars. Linda has to deal with my snoring. Now, my snoring is not bad, but I do snore. She had gone to see Cher. I had been out for 3 hours by the time she got home. She got home. She couldn't get to sleep because I was doing this. This is actually me snoring.
Oh, my God.
All right. So what we're going to do is this. If your spouse snores, then I want you to record it on your iPhone or whatever you do. Now, as soon as Michael gets it up, we're going to have you text snore.
Mark, there had to be a better way to say that. Try again.
Snore?
As soon as Michael gets it up, we'll all call him and see what he's doing.
Yeah, as soon as Michael gets it set up.
Okay.
Sorry.
You'll text, yeah?
You'll text the word snore. You'll get a form, and you'll fill it out and upload your spouse snoring.
You'll text to 21003.
Correct. Snore to 21003 as soon as it's ready. It's not ready yet. And then Friday, we'll pick the top five and just decide who is the loudest snorer. I'm hoping it's a woman. Because women can bang it out pretty well as well. Mm. So we'll get that ready. Orchestra tickets are going to go for this. So you know who I'm talking to. If your spouse snores big, you've got to record it and get yourself signed up. Orchestra tickets will be coming your way. Momentarily, I will share with you, a crook in California is hoping to milk every last dollar from a haul he made on a recent trailer break-in, which netted him $50,000 worth of bull semen. I will give you the story in 5 minutes. But first, come together, my people. This is Aerosmith on Mark in the Morning. A crook in California is hoping to milk every last dollar from the haul he made on a recent trailer break-in, which netted him $50,000 worth of rare bull semen. Anthony Reese, the victim of the theft, admits that he really had a cow when he opened his storage trailer. Yeah. It's all through this. When he opened his storage trailer and found several hundred vials of top-shelf bull squeezings had gone missing. The stolen fluids were reportedly potent enough to impregnate more than 1,000 cattle who are now utterly disappointed by the sick act of thievery.
Please stop. Please stop, everybody.
I didn't write it.
I love how you say very rare and top shelf as though there's all different tiers of bull semen.
Well, it's kind of like horse racing. When a horse retires, especially if he's a big winner, the money that the owner gets by studying that horse is like $100,000 for one poke.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I got to go kill Danny.
Now,
from
what I understand, the wind is nuts in Southern California.
Oh my God. It literally, like Hennessy's bar in Hermosa Beach, that video went viral because the roof basically got ripped off. Mm. So yesterday, we were all in Wizard of Oz. It was a twister. It was insane. I finally had my very last day packing up my apartment. I no longer live there. So it is wind and rain coming in sideways. I'm sitting in a furnitureless, dirty old little apartment, eating a sandwich in the corner, watching the blinds fly off my window treatments and land on the floor. And I said, you know what? This is a sign. I got to get the hell out of here. So I think it was ultimately a good thing.
I remember when I lived in California, we had the Santa Anas. They would blow.
Yep.
And I would get up the next morning, and it was a borderline whether I could get out of my neighborhood from the trees that had been uplifted and just fallen in the street.
You had to run the gauntlet.
Now, you and Amy recently did the same thing. Amy recently moved in with her boyfriend, Bradley.
She did.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And she had lived in that apartment for, I'll say, 7 years.
Oh, wow.
It can be a little emotional when you leave a place that you've been for quite a while. You've got lots of memories in there.
Yep. People say that moving is second only to death in terms of grieving because it's so stressful and so difficult.
Really?
You know, it's weird because I lived in my California home for 21 years and I loved it. I loved that house. I enjoyed it. It meant nothing to me to leave
it. I don't think it means much to men. Yeah, it's probably a woman thing.
But the memories and the this and the that, and this is where I started this chapter of my life and I'm starting this chapter. Nothing?
No.
You're such a douche.
I've never even wanted to go. Now, it was devastating for the girls.
Yeah.
For Linda, Amy, and Katie.
Oh, I bet.
Matt, me. Whatever, it's a house.
Yeah.
Really, really honestly, just didn't care.
Well, they say it only has the meaning that you give it, so maybe we're doing it wrong.
Now, let me share a little something. I give Skeeter complete credit for this. It was date night this past weekend. And so we're sitting out on the balcony sipping some wine, and she goes, I'll be back. She gets up. She comes back with a notebook and a pen.
Huh.
And I said, what's going on? She says, we're going to play hangman porn. So we played hangman, and we each would take turns at coming up with the most vile sexual thing we could think of. And we played that.
What was hung by?
We had a blast. I had one that had 6 words.
Wow. Is there anything that you can say on the air?
Oh, no. Just, I mean, on both parts. And I'll tell you, between Linda and I, she was the most disgusting.
She is vile.
She is just a whore. Just nothing but pure horror.
We have serious problems to solve, and we need serious people to solve them. And whatever your particular problem is, I promise you, Bob Rumson is not the least bit interested in solving it. He is interested in 2 things, and 2 things only: making you afraid of it and telling you who's to blame for it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you win elections. It's a dead
man's party. Michael Douglas has been cancer-free for 5 years, and he is not dying, despite a National Enquirer story suggesting the contrary. The National Enquirer reported that the Oscar-winning actor had suffered a shocking relapse. Michael is clearly, at the age of 71, saying, I'm fine. I'm not dying. Stop asking me about it.
Now, I think we're going to have to talk about this delicately. Do you know how he is rumored to have contracted that particular form of cancer?
I knew it once. I have forgotten.
I should
reshare, please.
It's what we were talking about with Danny earlier
well,
today.
Well, that doesn't help the other 2 million people listening,
no,
Mikey.
But...
By engaging in a loving activity with his lady, wherein she gets the most out of it.
Wait, how do you get cancer from that?
They're looking into it. They think that you could possibly contract mouth, throat, that cancer in that area due to certain activities.
How?
I don't know, Mark. I'm not going to do any field research.
HPV, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns into something else.
Yeah.
I don't care. I love it too much. I'm not stopping.
Okay. No.
All right. Let's roll
it.
Did you hear the tone? Stop! That was like sister to a brother. Loved it. All right. Let's do some Steelers Wheel. Stuck in the middle with you. This is Mark in the Morning.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Now, we've been having fun with the anniversary all week. We've been sharing your favorite moments from the first year of Mark in the Morning. And we've also been working on the sold-out anniversary show. We have so much show. We're starting to grid it out and try to figure out how can we pack this into the time that we're in the Saban. But we'll talk about that at a later time, which, by the way, I'm going to be giving away this hour some balcony tickets with Smartass. It's a new game. I got it from Amazon, Smartass. So that's going to be coming up in about 30 minutes. If you want to win tickets to the sold-out show, then hang on. So you voted on these, and we've been sharing them for the last few days. Tomorrow is number two and number one. Number four. Now, when we started this show, Andy and I, we had met, of course, but we didn't know each other very well. And because I'm in North Carolina and Andy's in California, we don't really have a lot of time to spend together. So Andy and I really got to know each other on the air. Mm-hmm. Andy had yet to learn what a rude, vile pig I am. He learned it live on the air. I took a phone call. Andy heard me be rude and completely lost it. Here is your number four moment of the first year of Mark in the Morning.
Hey, Mark, I got a quick question for you. I gave you a keychain at a Halloween party. Do you remember me?
I don't remember it, and I threw it out.
Oh, cool.
You had to ask, didn't you?
It was from that other station, you know?
Yeah. Steve, listen, to be honest.
Steve walked right into that.
That's okay. We're going to Yankee has one, too.
Andy has a migraine now. He's bright red. Oh, I've never seen Andy like this.
Steve, hang on a minute. We'll be there 1 second.
Oh, boy. I did not see that coming. I'm crying.
Steve, let me be honest with you. I honestly don't remember it, but I'm sure that I appreciated it the moment that you gave it to me.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You did. You spotted it out of... I usually carry a ring with about 35 or so keychains.
Yeah.
And you spotted it right out of the mix. But well, it was stamped with... Or it was... the way I made it was with a belt and punched holes in it, so it had that other radio station on it.
Well, Steve, yeah. On behalf of my rude ass, I certainly did appreciate it at the moment that you gave it to me.
Oh, it's cool, man.
Steve, hang on. Jackie will take all your information for the tickets that you won. We appreciate you calling.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Talk to you soon.
Wow.
Andy had to take off his jacket.
Yeah, it got warm in here.
So we'll have moment number three at 20 minutes after 8. We're going to pause for a second. Station identification. This is Mark in the Morning. So, despite not showing up at the debate last week, it didn't matter. Trump still dominated the internet and social media. According to Google, the Republican frontrunner was the most searched candidate during the debates. Trump refused to participate in it, saying he's been treated unfairly by Fox News.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
So the Iowa caucus. I don't even know what the hell it is, but it's going on now. So why is Iowa so important?
This is, you know, we really need to have an expert on because I have always been confused about this. The Iowa caucus has been going on since, I think, 1972. And a lot of times it predicts who's going to be the next president. It hasn't the last two times, but generally it does. And the Republicans just go in and write down a name and fill it out. But the Democrats do something crazy, like they have to stand in different parts of the room and see how many votes they get. So it's super confusing. I suggest we move on.
I just wonder why Iowa.
Because
out of all
it's the first one, you know, so it's like it's setting the precedent, I guess.
Are you
know?
Sure that's why? I feel like it has something to do with the Electoral College. We're all morons, by the way.
Maybe.
Hey, dude, you're doing a lot better than I could.
It's an electoral event, thank you, Gina, in which residents of the U.S. state of Iowa meet in the precinct caucuses in all of Iowa's 1,681 precincts. I'm already falling asleep. Mm.
Okay, if there's anyone listening that knows what they're talking about with this Iowa caucus, which I doubt any of you will call because all of you are stupid, but it's 888-696-1003. Talk us through, because it's happening today, right? The vote today.
Yes, and don't just read it off of Google. We can do that, but really explain it.
Talk us through the caucus.
Yeah,
if you're into it, if you really know what you're saying. And if you're an idiot, I'll call you out on it. 888-696-1003. By the way, with the anniversary tomorrow, today, the Richard Marx, when he came in to do Right Here Waiting, it was number 11. It missed the top 10 by... So I'm still going to share it
honorable
in 30
mention.
Minutes. Yes, yes. But right now, Led Zeppelin. Hey, hey, what can I do? This is Mark in the Morning. Now... We were talking about the Iowa caucus a second ago, and I didn't hear Mikey say this because I, without even trying, I have trained my brain to shut Mikey out.
Yeah, selective hearing.
Yeah, all the crap that he says, I just don't need to hear. But apparently, he said something that was quite entertaining. Mm-hmm. And Mikey has one fan who reached out.
Yep.
Tell us first what you said.
Talk us through the caucus.
Talk us. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I'll be up front.
Thank
you. That's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Who is your one fan?
Raider Ray. Ray DeLeon.
Shocking.
Thank you, Ray. I love you.
Wow.
If you can reach one person, Mikey.
We're Raider Nation people, so we all love each other. Not the way you just thought. But yeah.
So, but he reached out, and he's now going to post it on Facebook.
He already has. It's right there.
Mikey, I know I'm going to get every single Raider fan and Oakland resident to hate me for saying this, but you know what I kind of picture when I think of all the Raider fans together?
Oh, no.
Like a meeting of the Juggalos.
Wow.
Is it that vibe or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's vile. Okay. Matthew from Huntington Beach is called. He apparently knows about politics.
Oh, good.
Good morning, Matthew.
Oh, sorry. I got so excited. I've got
good
to turn
job,
to
Mikey.
Oh,
God.
Mikey,
right
give
now,
it,
man.
And Mikey, take
now
it away.
Do the board. Matthew, thank you for calling.
Yes, I just came back from Iowa, and so actually was helping out one of the candidates for the caucuses.
So now, talk us through the caucus, Matthew. So my question is, why Iowa? Is it just random that they're first?
Well, they kind of assert themselves, and they make sure when other states schedule theirs earlier, they would just schedule it earlier than them. And so all the states kind of just came to an agreement that Iowa and then New Hampshire would be the first two states. And a good part of the reason why Iowa is actually a good place to have the first caucus is because it's small enough so that the candidates can actually be able to talk to people on a person-to-person basis. You get a lot of retail campaigning door-to-door, going to coffee shops, and so it ends up working out really well. You don't have to be a billionaire or you don't have to have a mega budget to just outspend your opponents on TV. You could actually meet people and make your case.
So does Iowa, on a really a fairly random basis, do they predict who's going to become president?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. There was a big breakthrough in 1976 when the Democrats didn't know who they were going to nominate. There really wasn't a clear front runner. And there was a guy from Georgia who really made a strong pitch, traveling to the state a lot, meeting people person to person, and his name was Jimmy Carter. And he eventually ended up being the nominee for the Democrats as a result of his surprise win in Iowa.
So, Matthew, you just like politics, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, so in your opinion, and I'm taking it that because you seem to know, what do you do for a living? Collect garbage?
No, actually, I do politics professionally. I'm a state legislator from Huntington Beach.
Wow, that's cool. You're like a politician then?
Yes, yeah.
We could.
Yeah,
probably...
I represent Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, Irvine, and Costa Mesa.
Mark, state that's a nice area. We could use him to do our bidding.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
Make like a Mark in the Morning policy.
All right, dude, you are the official politician for Mark in the Morning.
Well, I do love your station.
Perfect.
So, Matthew, in your opinion, who is going to win the Republican ticket?
You know what? Talking to people, because I was actually on the phone as well as walking neighborhoods for my candidate, I think it's between Cruz and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Democratic ticket.
You know what? Bernie Sanders looks like he has a fighting chance. He could pull the upset, but there's a lot of established support for Hillary Clinton within the Democrats.
Now, look, I don't know a lot about politics. I basically vote for who my son Matthew tells me to vote for, and that's what I do. But Hillary, would you not say, at least she has the experience. She was the Secretary of State, and so she kind of, and she was in the White House as the first wife.
Well, and the thing is, you usually have people that win. In fact, there's been over 100 years of history where someone has either been a senator or a governor or a vice president. And the exception really is only a winning wartime general. So if a party nominates someone who doesn't fit one of those four categories, they're betting against history.
Matthew, I have a little nugget to throw in here. My boyfriend said last night, he says, mark my words, I think Michael Bloomberg is going to be our next president.
I'd be surprised if he has much of a base outside of New York City.
Okay, never mind.
Hey, I'll tell you this. When I lived in Knoxville, Tennessee, I was a jock, on the air, single. A guy that nobody knew, he announces he's going to run for governor. He put on a pair of blue jeans, a red plaid shirt, and walking boots, and he walked across the entire state of Tennessee from the western side to the eastern side lengthwise and knocked on doors as he went. He won.
Was it the brawny man from the paper towel commercial?
It's exactly the guy that I'm talking
Lamar
about.
Alexander.
Why does crap like that work, Matthew?
You know what? No matter how much of the internet or TV commercials or radio commercials, people who vote want to be appreciated. They want to be able to contact, have the connection between people, person to person. And it really does work when people make that personal connection and make that ask personally of people of, you know, can I have your vote or what are the issues that you're interested in? Much better than any poll is just going door to door and asking, wow, what are the issues that that you care about?
Matthew, I have ordained you the official politician of Mark in the Morning. When I call, you pick up the phone, bitch.
Oh, wow.
You got my number.
Matthew, listen, thank you. That was excellent. I appreciate it because we don't know what the hell we're saying.
Very good. Well, very happy to help. And we'll be able to vote on June 8th here in California. That'll be the day of our primary.
We'll put it in the calendar.
Talk to you soon, Matt. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Mark, we need to come up with a list of things that we want him to decree in Orange County. This is seriously going to be big for us.
Okay, we need to start it.
Yeah. National Mark in the Morning Day. We got to start with that.
Okay.
Mark in the Morning Avenue.
Yeah.
And I would like a bag of Doritos every day at 7:19.
All right, I'm writing this down.
That might be a Linda thing.
We need to continue this list. Gina, get this list going.
All right, hold on.
All right, now coming up, I'm going to be giving away balcony tickets to the sold-out Mark in the Morning anniversary show. We're going to play Smartass. If you want to be involved, that's in 20 minutes. But on the other side of business, if you're going to San Francisco and you don't have a hotel room because they are virtually locked out, there's nothing anywhere near San Francisco, there is one option. There's a couple offering to let you stay in their treehouse.
Oh.
I'll come back and give you details. And you're wondering how much? I'll reveal that. 5 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning.
Last night, I didn't get to sleep at
Well, ticket prices to attend Super Bowl 50 are at an all-time high. The average price to see the game live at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, no, I do not have my tickets yet, are going for over $5,200, which is almost $1,000 more than last year's game.
Wow.
Even if you get a ticket, you don't put away your wallet yet because you're also going to have to find a place to stay. As you can imagine, prices of hotel rooms are also at an all-time high. A Bay Area couple is offering their backyard treehouse for $495 a night during Super Bowl week. It sleeps too. It features a view of the bay. And if you're wondering, yes, their treehouse has a shower and a toilet.
Nice.
I would so sleep in that.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Does it have heat?
It doesn't say much.
Don't get crazy, princess. Oh. You get an extra blanket.
I need heat.
All right. You have a bathroom, though. You're good.
So, that's true. So this is odd because my daughter's in now. But on the Mark in the Morning laws, I would like Ginger Lynn to join Skeeter and I at any moment that we ask it.
Oh, that's going to be a tall order, but hold on.
Well, Ginger, it's got to be a part of the law. Lynn. Matthew will make it so. We've got a politician now. All we got right. Hey, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to call out a name because we're going to pay you to listen to this radio station.
Ooh.
If we call your name, you've got 10 minutes to call, 888-696-1003. If you call, you're on the payroll, $100 an hour. And then 9 o'clock, we say another name. If that person doesn't call, the one that's on the clock stays on the clock for another $100.
Nice. Awesome.
This is already the best radio station in the country. Now we're going to pay you to listen to it. That's crazy good. On the other side of REM, I've got On This Day in History. Right now, the one that I love. This is Mark in the Morning.
History. That happened, and we all let it happen.
The late Glenn Frey made his acting debut 31 years ago today as drug smuggling pilot on an episode of TV's Miami Vice.
Smuggler's Blues was going to be maybe the end title for that film. So Jack Temption and I had been reading this script, and though the movie never got made, we wrote the song as if there was going to be a film about it. Little did we know that 9 months later, drugs would be on NBC at 10 o'clock at night and people would be staying home to watch it. But that just sort of happened later, and then we partnered up with the people on Miami Vice.
You'd be cool for 20 hours and I'll pay you 20 grand.
It was on this day back in 2004 at the Super Bowl. Janet Jackson decided to show her boob to the rest of the world. Here is the actual moment.
Now, Janet, won't you sing? Don't take me
by.
No disrespect, I don't mean no harm.
Don't take me
by. I can't wait.
Right when you hear him say, I'm going to have you naked at the end of the song, that's when he tore it off.
Come away.
Don't take me by.
Better have naked by the end of this song.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. Today is National Freedom Day.
Oh.
Today kicks off Black History Month. And as we spoke, Iowa holds its first in the nation caucus for president today. I love this song. I like this one too. Happy birthday. Mike Campbell, guitarist for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, is 66 today. It was on this day back in 1949. RCA Victor introduces the 45 RPM record.
Nice.
It was also on this day in 1913. Grand Central Station opens in New York City.
I don't worry.
Happy birthday. The only child of Elvis and Priscilla Presley, Lisa Marie, is 48.
Oh, my God. Are you a little surprised? That's crazy. 48.
That one didn't hit me. By the way, I was at Disneyland. We had a Mark and Brian event. I checked in that afternoon. I couldn't sleep. So I got up and I was just walking around shopping. Lisa Marie was standing window shopping with her baby.
Did you freak out like a little girl?
I didn't say anything.
Really?
Yeah, because I picked up a vibe from her. Well, later, I had her on the show. She absolutely does not like talking about her father.
Oh.
Because that's all anybody, yeah. They never ask about her.
I was sick of it.
Why else would she be doing interviews?
Right.
What else do you want to know about Lisa Marie Presley? Yeah.
I got it, but she doesn't get it.
Right.
Yeah, because I kept asking her questions about her dad. She just would soon slap me.
How did she feel about her stunt marriage to Michael Jackson?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Is that also off the record?
Oh,
what did you talk about with Lisa Marie?
Paulie Shore, 48 today.
Excuse me, miss. Are you tired?
I beg your pardon?
Are you tired?
No, why?
Because you've been running through my mind all day.
I never understood why he was a thing.
I got to tell you, that was right in my wheelhouse for me to think he was so cute in high school.
Wow.
And I think he looks exactly the same now.
Pretty much.
He doesn't age. Mm-hmm.
Princess Stephanie of Monaco, she's 51. The youngest daughter of Grace Kelly is sixth in line to be the ruler of Monaco. Oh, write it down on the mark. I want to be the ruler of Monaco.
Are you seventh in line?
I'm just going to get it.
All right.
I mean, I got Matthew now. I'll just do that.
Why couldn't the congressman of Orange County make you the ruler of Monaco?
We do the show from Monaco. It'll be great.
Hold on.
All kind of Monaco whores and prostitutes and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that took a turn.
Ruler of Monaco.
That did take a turn.
It was on this day back in 1992, Nirvana's Nevermind reaches number one on Billboard for the second time. Come as you are, as you were. It was on this day back in 1965, the Yardbirds go into the studio and record For Your Love in London. In an afternoon. And we all remember this. It was on this day back in 2008. Britney Spears is committed to a mental hospital on a 5150 because she is a danger to herself and others.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
All right, so we are celebrating. Tomorrow is 1 year of this show.
Yes.
And we're going to go back and play clips from that first show. We've got number two and number one moments voted on by you. And so we're going to get involved in that. And the Richard Marx song, when he sang Right Here Waiting, came in and he did it. He did it so well. It barely missed the top 10. It was number 11. I'm going to share that with you. In 5 minutes. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning.
He's been wanting to know for a
long time. My favorite story of the day. An unlikely friendship between a dog and a duck.
Oh my God.
Will be able to continue.
Thank goodness.
As both were adopted from the same animal shelter as a package deal.
Oh.
Workers at the shelter said it was pretty clear from the beginning that Sirence the dog and Thing 2 the duck had a special bond.
Oh my God.
The two had actually been friends before they arrived at the facility. So the shelter allowed the two animals to remain together while waiting for someone to take them home and hope to avoid breaking the two apart. They got their wish. The two will be leaving the shelter to share their new life at a new home. Volunteers said they're sad to see Sirens and Thing 2 go, but they're happy they're going to be together.
Say hello to my new friend!
That That's a all very right. sweet story, but can you imagine the poor guy who's trying to adopt this dog? And oh my God, it's the greatest dog. Oh wait, there's one caveat. I have to take a duck? Are you out of your mind? I'm not taking a duck.
That's a bonus in my life. I get a duck too? What?
Dude, I come downstairs to work on this show 2 days out of the week. There are ducks in my pool. So I've got ducks.
Is that a euphemism?
No. Okay. Ducks in the pool.
That's sweet.
It is sweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to play the game, it's Smartass. We're giving away a pair of balcony seats to the sold-out Mark in the Morning anniversary show. You call right now, the first four to call, 888-696-1003. Let us find out what's trending. Here is Gina Grant.
Well, a Delta Airlines flight going from L.A. to Minneapolis had to make an unscheduled stop in Salt Lake City last week after two female flight attendants got into a fist fight.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, the fight was over work-related issues, and that's all they're going to tell us. I think it's who's going to push the soda cart. 17-year-old Cedric Argueta is one of 12 kids in the whole wide world to get a perfect score on the advanced placement calculus exam. Way to go, Cedric. And here's what's trending in sports. The Hornets stung the Lakers last night, beating them 101-82. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Trending brought to you by VisitSLOCounty.com. Plan your Central Coast trip today. Coming up, we start the payroll contest and a rousing round of smartass for balcony tickets to the show. This is Mark in the Morning. Back to you, Mark.
Thank you, Gina. All right, so anniversary. We are looking at the top moments of the past year. Tomorrow is the day. 1 year. We have all been sitting here doing this program. Number 11, it just didn't make it. Richard Marx came in, and he sang Right Here Waiting. And I remember I went out to the hallway. Richard had arrived, and I said, is there anything you needed to promote? He goes, no, nothing. I'm here because you asked for me, which I love. And he was hysterical. And then the moment came, we had the keyboard set up in the back of the control room, and he went over, and we Skyped it and Periscoped it, and it was just great.
Yeah. Brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah, so... So I'm going to share it with you right now in case you missed it. This is Richard Marx live on this show. Mikey.
Can I get some more piano? Perfect. Thank you.
Or how my wonder how we can survive this romance. But in the end, if I'm with you, I'll take the can't you see it, baby? You've got me going crazy.
That's where everybody goes, woo!
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Finish. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks, I will be right here waiting for you.
It shouldn't be that good.
Yeah. And you know, I never, ever, ever, ever want to do this, especially to you, but I have to extend an apology to you. Mm. Because we all made fun of you for loving this song. We all said you're a total tool. This is a Tool song. And Mark, that song's amazing. I totally forgot.
Well, I'm going to make a promise to all of you. I tried for the anniversary show, and he's in Florida. I'm going to get Richard Marx on a stage at an anniversary show to sing that song to all of us.
Awesome.
And I will come through with that promise. Okay. On the other side of business, Vanessa and Kimberly will battle in a round of smartass, and then Patrice and Danny will battle, and then we'll have a championship. It's 5 minutes away. This is Mark in the Morning. All right, we're going to be giving away a pair of balcony tickets to the sold-out Mark in the Morning first anniversary show. We're going to play a rousing round of...
What smartass.
Smartass. I keep trying to say jackass.
So great that you can't remember smartass.
All right, let's go to Vanessa and Kimberly. Good morning, ladies.
Good Hello. Morning.
Okay. You're both women, so this is going to be hard for you to understand.
Shut up.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
Here's the game. I've got three topics. I've got who am I, what am I, where am I. I'm going to start reading facts about the topic. If you think you know what it is, shout your name. Wait to be called on to give the answer. You both can shout your name once on each fact that I give. The person who eventually names what the topic is will move to the championship. Vanessa, do you understand?
Yes, I do.
You'll figure it out.
Kimberly, do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Vanessa, you were the first one to call. You pick. Who am I? What am I? Where am I?
What am I?
All right, here we go. I am an insect. I have been around for millions of years. I am found throughout the world. I like warmth, dirt, and moisture. I am one of the fastest runners of all my subphylum. Mm.
Oh, Lord.
I have a flat, slippery body with a shiny, leathery casing.
Ugh. Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Cockroach.
Kimberly will be moving on to the championship
Whoa.
Round. Vanessa,
nice
thank
job.
You for playing. Jackie, would you engage yeah. the next two, please? We have Patrice and Danny. Good morning. Did you guys hear the rules of the game?
Good morning, Mark. Yes, I did.
Yes, we did.
Okay. So, Patrice, you pick. Who am I? What am I? Where am I?
Where am I?
Ooh, here we geography.
I am a symbolic monument. I am in the United States. I was a gift from France.
Danny.
The
Statue of Liberty.
Danny will be moving on to the championship round. So Kimberly and Danny will move to the championship round, but we're going to change it up. We're going to play hard ass for the championship.
That's a thing.
That is on the other side of Bob Seger. This is Mark in the Morning. All right. We have two people vying for a pair of tickets in the balcony for the Mark in the Morning sold out anniversary show. Kimberly and Danny. This time, guys, we're going to play hard ass. I'm going to ask you each a question. Kimberly, if you miss yours and Danny gets his, the game's over. Danny wins. If you both miss, we'll go again. If you both get it right, we go again. Kimberly, are you ready?
Yes.
What is the highest female voice register?
Alto?
No, it's soprano. Mm. All right, if Danny gets this right, Danny wins. You ready, Danny?
Yes, sir.
What is the name of both an alcoholic spirit and a French royal family?
It's hard. Rothschild?
Bourbon.
Really? Bourbon. I was going to say Courvoisier.
Back up to Kimberly. Kimberly, what is a brigantine? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I think it's brigantine probably, right?
I have no clue what you're saying.
Kimberly, what is a brigantine?
Is it a ship?
All right, Kimberly got hers correct.
Wow. Oh.
If Danny misses, then Kimberly wins the balcony tickets. Danny, as equine is to horse, porcine is to what?
Boy.
Come on, Danny.
As equine is to horse, porcine is to what?
Goat.
Pig. Kimberly, you will be joining us for the sold-out Mark in the Morning.
Yes!
Where do you live, Kimberly?
That's awesome.
Where do you live?
Fontana.
You like it there?
Oh, sure I do.
You married?
Might be soon.
Ooh.
Do you want to have sex with Danny? Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I love that. Just, all right, sure. Why not? All right, we will pause for station identification. On the other side, Jackie is going to say the name of the person we're inviting to join us on the payroll. Not only do you get to listen to the best station in the country, we're going to pay you to do it. We pause for station identification. This is Mark in the Morning.
Oh, my goodness, you guys.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
Sports with Katie is brought to you by our friends and neighbors at Frontier Toyota. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Okay, sports. Here we go. Lakers. Lakers lose to the Charlotte Hornets 101-82 at home. Mm-hmm. Kobe scored 23 in 23 minutes as the Lakers tie their own record for 10 straight losses set back in 1994.
So they're getting better.
Sure. Lakers are now 9-41. Is that bad?
Yes, they've won 9 and lost 41 games.
That's unfortunate. In related Lakers news, Marge Hearn, wife of legendary Lakers broadcaster Chick Hearn, passes away over the weekend. Wow. She was 98. She died of natural causes.
That's a nice long life, isn't it, Katie?
Yeah, she really lived it up.
Sweet lady, too.
So sweet. I don't know who any of these people are. Okay. Clippers. Jamal Crawford drops 26 points as the Clippers crush the Bulls 120-93 at Staples. That's four in a row as the Clippers sit in the fourth seed in the Western Conference. Seed? All right. NHL All-Star Weekend is over.
Do you know what NHL stands for?
No. Is it hockey?
Hockey.
Woo! Ducks and Kings are back in action Tuesday. Jocelyn Scott.
Sorry, John.
Okay. John cool. Scott was named All-Star MVP with two goals scored.
Wow.
Over the weekend, both UCLA and USC were victors over Washington State. Oh, Lord. And Washington, they will meet on Thursday at USC. NFL, Calvin Johnson plans to retire. Russell Wilson named Pro Bowl MVP team.
All right. So, Katie, who does Russell Wilson play for?
I don't know.
Oh, wait.
Team Irvine?
No. Katie, who is Russell Wilson dating?
I don't know. I don't know who Russell Wilson is. Right. Is he in sports?
Yeah.
He's the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. Who's he dating, Gina?
Sierra
who?
Okay, go on.
Okay. Team Irvin defeats Team Rice 49-27?
Yeah.
Katie, okay. Try not to say every sentence like a question.
It sounds, to me, this is like a different language. None of this sounds like it's real as it exits my mouth. And Suns fire coach Jeff Hornick. And that's its own.
Hornacek.
Yeah. There's one more story there, Katie. We got some time here.
Where is it?
Right next to it. It says.
Okay. Why does it say curling at the top?
It's curling news. Read it.
Curling. Brad Gunshue claimed his 13th provincial men's curling title this weekend.
Yes.
Are we talking about the stuff on ice?
Wow. Yes.
I've curled before. It's cool.
It's like professional sweeping.
Yeah. It's intense. Gunshue defeated Colin Thomas 8-1 after seven ends of play. This was the third time Thomas and his team have come second to Gunshue's. Gunshue and his teammates Mark Nichols, Brett Gallant, and Geoff Walker will go on.
Jeff.
With so many E's and F's, will go on to represent the province at Tim Hortons Briar in Ottawa.
I feel like I don't speak English anymore.
This is absolutely weird.
Real quick, though, Katie, I do have one thing I'd like you to do.
Uh-huh.
I wrote a name on this piece of paper. Please pronounce it for me.
Okay. Luke Cuccilli.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And,
good night, everybody.
And that's sports with Katie?
All right, next time you do sports, try not to end each sentence like a question.
It all sounds very questionable to me.
All right, now, Katie has at least been in the room when Linda, me, Matt, and Bradley watched the Panthers. Katie, I'm going to be very disappointed if you don't know the answer to this question, and this will show you how huge this topic is. Katie, who is the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers?
Cam Newton. Woo! He has the teeth and he doesn't wear a guard and you want to do sexual things to him.
By the way, what she just said is true. Cam is the only professional football player that doesn't wear a mouth guard.
It's really smart.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
He chews gum.
It's the good alternative. Just throw some gum in there and you're set.
It's the way he plays. He chews gum.
He's
so if you watch the Super Bowl, just notice he'll be chewing gum. He's never worn a mouthpiece.
And he's not afraid of getting that pretty smile all messed up?
I guess not.
He's going to have teeth soon.
On the other side, well, coming up, we have the number three moment chosen by you from this past year of Mark in the Morning. So that's just around the corner. But in 5 minutes, David Bowie's will has been looked at. I will tell you who gets what, because the dude was worth $100 million.
Damn.
Wow. All right, so 5 minutes away, David Bowie's will. This is Mark in the Morning. David Bowie's will divided most of his estate between his wife and kids and specified where his remains should go. Filed Friday in a New York court, the document was made specific regarding his Buddhist beliefs. According to the New York Post, the innovative rocker directs that my executor shall arrange for my remains to be taken to the country of Bali and to be cremated there in accordance with the Buddhist rituals of Bali. If that is not practical, then I direct that my executor shall arrange for my remains to be cremated and my ashes scattered in Bali. His assets, estimated at $100 million, will be split mostly between family, with a portion going to some friends and longtime employees. His wife, Iman, will get roughly
Iman.
She gets half, $50 million, as well as their New York apartment. The money will be managed by two of Bowie's attorneys. Duncan Jones, his 44-year-old son from his first marriage, will receive $25 million, one quarter of the estate. What did I screw
up?
We're just laughing at the Iman one.
Iman. You know, the supermodel, Iman.
She's not in my wheelhouse.
Like he's some CPA in Riverside.
I've never spent more than 5 seconds thinking of her.
Oh, my God.
She's
super hot, though.
Lexi Bowie, his 15-year-old daughter with Iman, will receive $25 million, wow, along with her dad's upstate New York vacation home when she turns 25. Several friends and longtime employees will also receive specific cash gifts.
I love that he said, I would like to go to Bali and have all this done in accordance with this and that. If it's not practical, David, it is not practical. So what's your second choice?
On the other side of Eddie Money, we give you the number three moment, number three voted on by you for the past year on Mark in the Morning. So stick around. This is Eddie Money. Well, you voted on this. You took a couple of weeks, and you went to markinthemorning.com, and you voted on your favorite moments. We have been playing those back the last 5 days. Tomorrow, number two and number one. But you voted this as your number three favorite. It is Jackie's Mexican word of the day.
All right. This is the English word. Chicken.
I was going to go to the store with my wife, but she can go herself.
Nice.
Right. Next word, body wash.
I can't go to the cantina tonight because no body wash, my keys.
Oh my God. All right, July.
You told me you were going to the store in July.
Cashew.
I tried running after you, but I couldn't catch you.
Juicy.
Tell me if you see the cops.
Oh, my God. Frito.
After arguing with the policia, he told me I was free to go.
Wafer.
I wanted to go to the movies with my friends, but those mensos didn't wait for me.
Injure.
Me and my jefe were playing poker and he beat me. He said, injure face, mental.
Mushroom.
When all my family gets in the car, there's not mushroom.
And the last one, Budweiser.
That chick has a fine body, but Weiser face so ugly.
Library.
Okay. I can always tell when my son isn't telling the truth. He doesn't lie very good.
The next word, deliver.
The doctor told me to cut back on the tequila because it's bad on deliver.
Ice chest.
Don't get mad at me, okay, Esa? I'm just playing with you.
And finally, jalapeno.
Mama so nosy, she's always jalapeno business.
Oh my God. Yes. The word is erect.
I let my homie drive my car drunk last night and he wrecked it.
The word is lesbian.
Niños, we have to go to church today, so lesbian our best behavior.
And finally, the word is ice mocha.
I has a bad memory because I smoke a lot of weed.
This has been the Mexican word of the day. Hey, is there anybody who enjoys that crap more than me?
No.
I did. I about blew a lung. That's good stuff. All right, so again, tomorrow at 7 o'clock, number two. and at 8:20, number one. Plus, we're going to be sharing moments of the very first show. And I haven't heard, I haven't listened to it since we did it.
I'm a little freaked out. God. It sounds terrifying.
I know.
Well, you know, it'll be good to listen to it because, do you remember what I told you guys? If you judge us on Monday, we'll be completely different on Friday. And if you judge us in March, we'll be different in April.
That's true.
I'm looking forward to hearing what we were,
Mark,
on that first day.
Do you remember what that day was? Like what the day was?
It was the day after the Super Bowl.
Okay, and what else?
I don't know.
It was Groundhog Day.
Was it?
Yes. That's all I'm going to say, you guys. Me and Danny, we didn't start off very well.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this
seriously.
All right. On the other side of business, this past Saturday was the 47th anniversary of the last concert the Beatles held on the roof of Apple Records.
Nice.
I'm going to come back and tell you a few things about that that you may not know. That is in 5 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning. This is them from the rooftop, and it sounds good.
Don't let me down.
This past Saturday marks the 47th anniversary of the Beatles' London rooftop and final ever performance. To mark the occasion, Rolling Stone compiled a list of things that you might not know about the gig. John Lennon and Ringo wore their ladies' coats during the performance. Lennon borrowed his wife Yoko Ono's fur coat. Ringo wore his wife Maureen's red raincoat. The microphones were wrapped in women's pantyhose.
Oh.
It was their first live performance in more than 2 years. There were other songs performed on the rooftop that day in addition to what is shown in the 21 minutes of footage that was released. They actually played for 42 minutes. The site of the rooftop concert is now a Children's Abercrombie and Fitch.
Ugh. Wow.
And this is the very last word spoken by a Beatle in a live performance. It's John Lennon.
Smoke. I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
Let us find out what's trending. Here is Miss Gina Grant.
Well, Grease Live had about 12.2 million viewers last night, but it was a sad day for Vanessa Hudgens, who played Rizzo, as her father passed away the day before. How she went on, I have no idea.
Wow.
The country of El Salvador has told women to avoid getting pregnant until 2018, if you don't mind, to avoid their children developing birth defects from the mosquito-borne Zika virus. And as Mark mentioned earlier, the big winners at the SAG Awards this weekend were Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant, Brie Larson for Room, and Idris Elba for Luther and Beasts of No Nation. I'm Gina Grant, and that's what's trending online. Trending brought to you by VisitSLOCounty.com. Plan your trip to the Central Coast today. Coming up, Christian Hand is here. We're all going to find out why. But first, you two. This is Mark in the Morning.
Now, Christian Hand has joined us from Andy in the afternoon, and we're going to find out why in a minute, but it hit me that of all the times that Christian has been on the program, we've never done the island questions with him. We do them now. Mm. Christian, you're going to live the rest of your life on a deserted, exotic island.
Okay.
You can take one kind of candy bar. What will it be?
That would probably be the Ritter candy bars with the almonds in them.
Oh, the Ritter Sport?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So un-American.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm English, you douchebag.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Next question.
You can take one kind of food. What would it be?
Pizza.
Yeah.
That's the number one answer we get.
Yep.
Okay. This is hard for you.
Okay.
You can take one album.
Probably the Blue Nile's Walk Across the Rooftops. I'm the only person other than the member of the Blue Nile who would do that.
That's a deep pull.
Yep. This may be a shock. We've never had that answer. You can take one movie. What will it be?
I mean, I think it's probably going to have to be Star Wars.
The
original, the first one?
Yeah, the original one, yeah. Or I could take one of the prequels and then kill myself the second hour that I'm on the island. Either one.
All right. For conversation's sake,
yeah.
Dead or alive, who would you like to take to the island so that you could have conversation with?
I'd probably take my grandmother on my mother's side.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
You dug her?
I actually never met her, so it'd be a good way to catch up. And supposedly she'd really like me, and I'd really like her. So I think that'd be a great way to learn. Or Noel Gallagher of Oasis. It's a coin toss.
Oh, Christian, you should have stopped at Grandma.
Either one of those two.
For sexual gratification, anybody dead or alive, they, of course, will be alive on the island. Who would it be?
Ooh. Sexual gratification, dead or alive? Man, I mean, that's the only one that's going to stump me. Can we come back to that one in like a year?
What about ask him the one I asked you.
Oh, I'm going to.
Oh, good.
Okay.
If you could go back into your childhood and either redo or change anything that you would like, what would it be?
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't change anything, but I think if an interesting sliding doors moment for me would be what would happen if I never left England, if I'd stayed there for the rest of my life. So I would do that.
Do you ponder on that, son?
I do. I do think about that quite often.
You'd be yourself. You'd just be running around going, "Good day, mate!
Has anybody got a chimney I could sleep?"
As far as the sex question is concerned, I would probably... It's a terrible answer, but I'd probably take the most significant ex-girlfriend in my life and see if I could patch it up on an island because she couldn't get away.
Interesting. Mark, you found a loophole. You said not significant other. You never said no exes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Now, Christian.
That's who I would take. She would be miserable, but I would certainly.
Wait, I'm just going to ask this question. Yeah. Do we know who she is?
No.
Oh, okay. No, not that one.
It's nobody that I've dated.
All right.
It's not Scary Spice. That's for sure. Man, that's a long forever.
Now, you are joining us to share something about what you're going to be doing on Andy in the Afternoon, and I don't know what it is.
Well, today, what I've decided is that I'm going to, whenever we get a musician in to the studio to interview who I'm a fan of, I'm going to get their signature or their autograph tattooed into me live on the air when they leave. And so I needed a benchmark of who's famous and who isn't famous and who's worth a toss and who isn't. So I figured we'd start with the bottom of the barrel, which is that Andy is going to autograph me.
What?
Yeah, and that's going to be like the lowest bar set on who can get autographed into me. And then from there on, we can measure above an Andy line or below an Andy
line. Christian, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, no. So I'm going to have my tramp stamp is going to get X'd out with a red cross, and then Andy's going to autograph, and I'll have a new tramp stamp, and it'll be Andy Chanley's autograph.
Wow. Property of Andy Chanley.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So romantic.
Didn't take him on the desert island.
No, he'll be the last person. So yeah, that's dedication right there. That's how you get a bit done in radio. And then Uncle Joe has the audacity to walk in and be like, "What's it going to be like?" With his voice, "Is it going to be like an inch long?" I'm like, "No, it's going to be like I'm doing this for real. Like, this is going to be a whole thing, and I'm going to lobby on the morning show because we." We have no support staff in the afternoon whatsoever here. We're like nothing. We've had the guy that answers phones at the front desk has had to come and answer phones for us. So we've had to actually go on and get onto people's Facebooks to try and get in touch with Colin James A from Men at Work, because I want him to be my first guest that gets autographed into me, because A, we share the same initials, and B, I'm a huge Men at Work fan. So Colin, if you're listening in Santa Monica where you live, come on the show and play some music and then get your autograph tattooed into me. That would be an honor for me. Oh, well done.
That is hysterical.
Yeah, it's going to be the start of something magical.
Those of you that don't know, Christian is a man of the ink. How many tattoos? Can you even say a number, or is it just one big tattoo?
I probably couldn't say a number. It's
50, maybe?
Yeah, probably. I mean, the jigsaw puzzle pieces were a pain in the bottom. And that's one sleeve. Yeah, they're just an addiction. You can't get around them. It's unfortunate, but true.
What if you're trying to entice an artist to sign you,
yeah,
and they go, "Well, that depends. Who else have you had sign
you?"
I'll
be like,
and you look at Andy and go, "That guy."
Yeah, they'll be like, "Well, all right, then I'm going to blow the curve for you, and I'll Colin James Hay that, and then we've got a nice spectrum of fame, nice, you know?"
All right, so the tattoo with Andy is happening today?
Yeah, I think Erica's going to come in. She's from, I think it's Art and Soul Tattoo out here in Los Angeles. I'm really excited to have her come in, and she's going to, I looked at their books, and they're all good, and she's going to start at 3, and then hopefully it'll be done by 4.
Is she charging you for this?
No, this is hashtag ad. This is all
hashtag
this
ad.
Is all in the endeavors to make me
just
look
looking
as
out for
stupid
you, babe.
As possible. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to hear this Andy in the Afternoon, along with Kristen James Hand. It kicks up at 3. They go until 7. And Dave specifically designed this. When we got Kristen on the program, we knew that we had a talent. Going to have to do something with him or we're going to lose him. So Dave put Andy in the Afternoon and matched Kristen up with him. They're doing a great job. So check out Ink on the Radio today at 3 with Andy in the Afternoon. Kristen, always, you're welcome in here any day, and you know that.
Thanks, buddy. And next week when you're in, if you want to step up to the challenge, we can do yours.
Oh, Mark.
Easily. Yeah. But I picked the location.
Wait, so Andy's only going to have that glory for a week until he gets crossed out and Mark's name goes
in. I'm just going to keep replacing my tramp stamp with radio hacks. The wall of shame.
All right. On the other side of business, we've got a British woman heartbroken that she lost her wedding ring.
Oh, no.
You're not going to believe where they found it.
Oh, no.
5 minutes away, this is Mark in the Morning.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring?
A British woman was heartbroken when she lost her wedding ring, but now she can breathe a sigh of relief because it's been found. It's just going to take a few days and several high-fiber meals before she gets it back.
Oh, no!
After searching everywhere around the house for the gold ring, she and her husband decided to take their 14-month-old toddler to the doctor just to rule out the possibility that the tyke might have swallowed it.
Just to be safe.
Doctors x-rayed the kid, and sure enough, the ring is resting comfortably in her tummy.
Puts a different spin on carrots, doesn't it?
Zing! Ow!
Thanks.
Fortunately, it wasn't harming the child. It is expected to pass through the digestive tract soon.
I'd know Kristen, if I was passing a ring, and yeah. I'm 10 times the size of an infant.
True.
Kristen, artist and title on this.
Won't have to break my mind in.
No clue. Not a sausage.
It's this diamond ring. It's Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and Gary Lewis is comedian Jerry Lewis's son.
Wow. What year is this?
Oh, like 66.
Wow.
I'm more intrigued by the picture on Kristen's phone
I just texted that to Thompson.
Here, give it to me. Real quick.
Check your phone, Thompson.
Oh, my gosh. A whole bag of them.
That's good radio.
By the way, Mark, by the way, we just received some mail into the office, and I'd like to share it with you if you don't mind.
Please.
I got a little package, and here's a card that said, "Hi, Gina. I found this blank at the Bargain Box Thrift Shop in La Cañada, where I do volunteer work. I just couldn't resist buying it and thought you might like to have it. You bring charm and class to Mark in the Morning." Thank you, honey. Good luck with that. Kathy Kenna, I'm just going to hold up real quick what she gave me and found in the bargain basement box at a thrift store in La Cañada. Oh, my God.
That's a 2-CD set.
Yes.
Wow.
This is awesome. You had to be there, Mark and Brian. You're wearing really bad teeth and really bad hair on the inside.
Yes, thanks.
Lord.
We did 3 of those, and we did them all for charity.
Well, now it's going right
legitimately
to the thrift store.
Yeah. So it's a 2-CD set. One side is comedy and the other side's music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
live performances from the show. It's actually pretty good. We worked a year on that thing.
I can't wait to hear this.
So the music is live performances from other people that came in, may I? Or is it you guys?
No, it's other people.
Oh, yeah,
bands
in excess?
That would come in. Yeah.
Toad
bands
West
that would
Rocket?
Come in. In excess was on 3 months before Michael Hutchins died. Nice. And that's why I never understood, because he was in a great mood. Yeah. He was a great guy. I just never got it.
Well, he was a little
weird.
And
I still think it might have been auto asphyxiation. He was
autoerotic.
Know.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think so, for sure. Wow, you got Buzz Skaggs is on here. Matthew Sweet.
Yeah, take it and enjoy, but you got to give it back to Gina.
Yeah, I got to hear that.
No, this is great.
Okay, we will roll a tune and then have some more fun with Kristen. Let's do some Rush. This is New World Man. Rush.
My theme song.
Mark in the Morning.
I'm coming home.
All right.
Oh, come on, dude. You can't play this song. Turn this off. This is my ex-girlfriend. She sucks. She's the worst human being I've ever met in my life. Turn this off. Seriously, turn this crap off. Turn this off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Seriously, I'm not going to have... I'll just go blah for the whole bit.
Skylar Gray is the is.
That's your ex?
Yeah, dude.
Why is
dude,
she
she's
so bad?
Awesome.
She is not awesome.
What,
she is
heard of her?
The worst human being to ever walk the planet.
Give us the dirt.
She's written so many amazing songs.
Yeah,
so
you
want to
know
people.
A little factoid that'll make your life go, oh, my that's God. Awesome. Love the Way You Lie is supposedly written about me. So stick that in your pipe and smoke. Imagine having that happen.
I gotta Google the lyrics.
Yeah, I hate her.
I was just playing it so it because it fit the story that I've got, and then we get all this.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
I found the lyrics, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I read?
Please. Let me give some music.
Thank you. Oh no.
Oh no.
Christian's. Okay, that's better.
Yeah,
that's
much
Christian,
better.
Can I play this?
Yeah, yeah, it's much better. She had nothing to do with this.
This is supposedly, according to Christian, about Christian.
Yeah.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. But that's all right because I like the way it hurts.
Yeah.
Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. But that's all right because I love the way you lie.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now there's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight while I can fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight.
There's nothing cooler than when you break up with somebody and then you walk along Hollywood Boulevard and every shop on the entire boulevard is playing that song, and then it gets nominated for Grammys, but then you know the measure of how horrible a human being is when she doesn't get the Grammy and you get 97 texts from people congratulating you that your ex-girlfriend didn't get a Grammy. That's the best.
And so by the way, the second verse is pretty inflammatory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Isn't that song like about beating the crap out of each other?
Yeah, it looks like it.
No, it's supposed like it's Rihanna, so everyone thought that it was about Chris Brown, but it isn't because it wasn't written by Rihanna. It was written by my ex.
Let's hear the
Gina,
music.
Read the.
Okay. Like a diary. You ever love somebody so much you can barely breathe when you're with them? You meet and neither one of you even know what hit them. Got that warm fuzzy feeling? Yeah, them chills used to get them. Now you're getting beep sick of looking at them. You swore you'd never hit them, never do nothing to hurt them. Now you're in each other's face, spewing venom in these words when you spit them. You push, pull each other's hair, scratch, claw, bite.
We never did any of this. It's all garbage.
Throw them down! Pin them so lost in the moment when you're in them. It's the rage that's the culprit. It controls you both. So say that it's best to go your separate ways. Guess that they don't know you, because today, that was yesterday.
Wow. What a load of piffle.
I love the way you lie.
Yeah, yeah, she sucks.
Sorry, Mark, you were saying?
You had something to say, sir, about
no,
something else?
No, this was a lot better. I'll save this for tomorrow. But no, you know what? I do want to do it because we don't have time.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Sorry. I'm really sorry about that.
No, yours was a lot better.
There's only certain things that I will get behind, and it's that thing not ever being heard on the radio is definitely one of them.
We got to see Christian's head explode.
Yeah, no, that was amazing.
I was legitimately pissed. Like that was not a there was no theater in that whatsoever.
Well, I can tell you, me playing that, it was completely innocent. I had no idea.
How
that
could you?
Yeah, no, nobody would. You wouldn't have known. And by the way, that's not the ex-girlfriend go to the desert island with. No,
catch
that's
things just, up.
No, that's not happening either.
This is. You'll excuse me, Christian. You know how I really feel about you.
Yeah.
All of Christian's thoughts and feelings on Skylar Ray are completely Christian hands.
That's
all alleged anyway. It probably
never
even happened, so we're very sorry.
She's awesome. I don't know how you can
hate
her so much.
Shut up, you douchebag. She is not awesome. Trust me. I spent 9 months of my life with that she-devil. She is not awesome. She sucks.
This is the greatest 5 minutes of radio I've sat through in a very, very long time. Good
You're
God,
welcome.
That was great. All right. So check it out today on Andy in the Afternoon. Christian is going to start getting artists to signature his body, and then he's going to get it tattooed.
Yeah.
Today, to warm it up, as he said, he wanted to start at the very bottom of the barrel. So he's getting Andy Chandler's autograph and then getting that tattoo.
Yeah.
It starts at 3 today. And Christian, if it works out, because I don't know what Skeeter's got planned, I will join you guys for the beginning of that.
Nice, awesome, and then I'm serious. When you come in next week, we'll do yours somewhere. But I decide where.
I know where.
I decide where.
Okay, Christian. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for
pleasure.
That great 5 minutes. I'll never get that back. We will pause for station identification. This is Mark in the Morning.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Miss Gina Grad.
Well, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump expressed confidence that he will win the Iowa caucus. A group of Mexican female activists are firing back at catcallers by firing confetti guns at them. What could possibly go wrong? And British fashion line Rose and Willard stated that all contracts they have with models include a non-negotiable clause stating that models eat a meal during photo shoots. Wow. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Pat Benatar.
Well, who's got room for food when the models are busy eating all that cotton?
Thank you!
Down in Florida. Well, a Florida woman who has woken up every single day for almost 100 years has never woken up next to a kinkajou until earlier this week.
Whoa, what now?
It's K-I-N-K-A-J-O-U.
Huh.
The 99-year-old woman was sleeping in her Miami home when she was awoken by something caressing her face. While the elderly woman was probably hoping it was Sean Connery or Kirk Douglas, it was a kinkajou, an exotic and bizarre-looking animal that looks like a cross between a ferret and a monkey, and it's related to the raccoon. So it was laying there, rubbing her face.
If I woke up to a ferret-monkey hybrid caressing me, I would be so happy. Wait, so she's 100?
She's 99, about to turn 100.
Oh, my God.
She says she called her son-in-law, who rushed over to her house and found the animal in the attic. He was able to lure it into a cage.
With cuddles.
If I woke up and something was rubbing my face that's not my son or my wife or my daughters, I'm selling the house and I'm moving.
What about Red?
Oh, Red Dog, of course. Yeah, now, okay. Red could get in the bed with me.
You'd burn the place down first.
Yeah, look, that's just bizarre and weird. What is it? Where? How did he get in? Too many things. It's all bad. Everything bad.
And it doesn't sound real. It sounds like a Pokemon character. Mm-hmm. A Pikachu, a Kinkajou. What's this thing called?
Kinkajou.
I think it's Kinkajou.
Oh, Jow, J-O-U?
Yeah.
Kinkajou.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? I'm 60. I never heard of it. Did they just make it?
The way you're describing it, it sounds like a nutria or some gigantic rat, but I still want to see it.
Well, the moment has arrived that Mikey's been waiting for this entire time we've been talking. Yep. Mikey, it's time for a song, please.
I've been waiting for this since 6 a.m. Here we go. This is the last train to Clarksville, the Monkees. Yeah.
Oh, kinkajous are so cute. I just Googled it.
Oh, really? But we're playing the Monkees.
Gina, it's kinkajow.
Sorry, everybody, but it's still super cute. Monkees, you say?
Yeah, we're playing the Monkees.
All right,
here.
Mikey.
Okay.
That wraps a Monday for us. We're hoping Uncle Joe's got a good 10 at 10. Where do we stand here, Joe?
I think Uncle Joe's probably pretty confused at this point. But the 10 at 10. It's the year Monty Python's Life of Brian came out. 1979. That's
yeah!
Very good. She's good.
You would have just given me a second.
Yeah. 1979, 10 at 10 coming up here. 10 great songs. Kind of like, Mark in the Morning.
Tomorrow is our anniversary. We celebrate 1 year. We're going to give you the number 2 and number 1 moments that you voted on. Linda Gray joins us, Greg Bissonette, and
Sue Ellen Ewing. I'm really excited.
We're going to also visit moments from the first show, and it's probably going to sound weird. But right now, here's a song from Mark in the Morning. What is it, Mikey?
Steve Miller, Fly Like an Eagle.
Here's Steve Miller, Fly Like an Eagle.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.